Welcome back. I'm Erin Peace, and I'll now be talking with graphic communication design student Aijan Abdrakhmonova, whose work focuses on the influence of spatial and graphic design on music listening. So Aijan, your work is heavily influenced by a few key musicians, right, who've done some design-led productions. Could you tell me a little bit about those?
Yes. Initially, I was very influenced by Max Richter and his Sleep album. So he was, I think, among the first artists who actually raised the question of how his music will be perceived and in what setting. So for those who don't know, the Sleep album is basically based on the sleep patterns of people. So he created the sounds to match the way our sleep changes at night. So for his opening night, he rented out the Kraftwerk venue. It's a huge warehouse in Berlin, and he filled it up with beds and very dim lights. And he told people to bring their blankets and their pajamas. And for the whole night, people were actually sleeping, so you weren't allowed to talk very loudly. So you're just lying on your bed and being washed by the decibels of this beautiful sound waves that he produced all night. And it's also the longest piece of contemporary of classical music. It's 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that really resonated with me. And so that's when I started thinking about the idea that artists have the right to come up with interesting music experiences to showcase their work. And I'm basically thinking that visual artists, they have the right to choose the way that their art is being showcased, whether it's in gallery or it's site-specific. So I'm just raising the question why musicians don't think about this nowadays and how amazing that would be to give them that freedom.
So you're saying that Max Richter is sort of an example of what people, most artists, aren't doing?
Kind of, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So have you also experienced negative music listening scenarios?
Experiences, yes.
Yeah.
Basically, I went to a couple of gigs where, not a couple actually, there were much more, but it was concerts where, I don't really want to name those
sure.
experiences, but there were several when the style of music or its genre is really not fitting the place where it's being showcased. For instance, ambient music being played in a concert hall, whereas ambient music is a kind of background experience, and they try to turn it into a foreground music listening. Obviously, people were falling asleep after 2 hours of listening to it in the concert hall, and or going for a tribal disco funk night that was played in a techno event, which is also very weird, because with this kind of music you want to be looking at your friends or dancing with other people, and the venue is not designed for that, so everyone's kind of standing by himself with drink in his hand and looking at the musician all night. It was a completely different experience comparing to the positive ones that I've also listened within the genre.
Right. So what is it that you have in the drawer for people to view today?
I've put just a link to my blog.
Okay.
That I've created during this unit. And it's just the accumulation of different references, my feedbacks on shows that I've attended, music experiences that I witnessed while I was traveling. Yeah, it's just basically almost like a diary.
Okay. And so I feel like you've established your position that musicians and artists can actually have a say in how the experience is designed for
exactly.
people listening. So what are you trying to... How are you trying to communicate this?
So basically my idea is creating the music experiences that communicate the idea and the feeling of the album as closely to its original source as possible. So I think every single artist, he has got an idea in his mind about where and how his music would be ideally listened to. Basically, I'm trying to recreate the moments, you know, like in films when there is this amazing moment happening and there is a soundtrack that really matches it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take that and actually create a performance out of it.
So do you think that the author of the music is the only person qualified to create the context that it's experienced in?
I think that he would be where the brief is generally coming from.
Okay.
Or it would be him in collaboration with designers who would help, who would also have an idea of how maybe it should be listened to, but I think it should be heavily influenced and curated by his perception of his own sound.
And so then do you feel that your goal will be to design one of those music/visual experiences?
Yes, I would like, I'm heavily influenced by the idea of experience design.
Okay.
In its most recent shape. And I would like to just experiment how graphic design fits into the idea of experience design.
Right.
Obviously, working with musicians, probably sound engineers and architects, but I think graphic designers have a big say in a way that we comprehend the space and how the story develops within the space.
Right.
And I think the way that people react to the spaces filled up with music can be also influenced by the visuals or this story that's being communicated by graphic designers within the space.
Absolutely. So do you play music yourself?
I DJ now and then.
Do you think that you will work with your own music, or will you be more collaborative?
I don't think I can pursue career in music because I don't think I'm that talented
okay.
at all. But I do have passion for it, and I would like to support other musicians with the only way I can, which is graphic design.
Right. Don't you think that people have their own favorite ways of listening to music?
They do, definitely. And when I was writing my dissertation and researching the whole subject, I stated that I'm focusing on a social communal experience of music rather than the personal experience of music. So I'm in no shape or form telling people how to listen to music. It's only when I'm focusing on the expression of the artist. So when he's playing his music, it's almost like a performance. So he's got a right to communicate it in the way that he thinks it should be communicated. So I'm focusing on a social experience of music expressed by the artist rather than a personalized listening to it by
So no headphones, iPods, that kind of thing. It's all about the concert.
I think the idea of event is very smudged nowadays.
Okay.
So what is event? Event can be even at home. It can be an online event, something like Boiler Room. So it's just... basically, I'm just focusing on, like... on the concept being transmitted onto public from the source of the artist. So I'm not trying to change the experience of the listeners. I'm trying to help the expression of the artist. So I'm going from that direction. And I think the idea and the shape of the concert is going to take place when I actually gonna start doing the projects. So, and it's going to depend heavily on the actual concept.
Right.
So,
In terms of genres of music, I feel like some types of cultural music already have very specific venues and ways that they communicate themselves.
Yeah.
Are you focusing more on contemporary music and DJs, or are you also going to go with older forms of classical music?
Classical music.
Yeah.
I think it's going to depend on the artists, and sometimes they try to adapt their work to fit the space. You know, we all have experienced this. Like, you're going to listen to something like Chiasmus, which is very slow, and even if it's like 120 BPM, but still it's quite slow and melancholic music. But every time you go to listen to the concerts, it's usually faster, it's louder. It's so, or like the same with Nils Fram, that he's, you know, he tries to, they basically trying to fit the venue in which they showcase their work. So I'm trying to... So if artists want to try something new, I'll work with them. But obviously, I can't take a cultural heritage of the genre and then try to change it against the cultural norms.
Right.
So probably with contemporary artists.
All right. So one last question: who would be your dream artist to work with?
Daniel Avery.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Aijan. Next up, we have Owen Yiren, who will be talking about his work surrounding influence of politics on marriage in China.
Thank you.